877-207-7201.
There's still plenty of reverb left across the land in the wake of health care reform. In fact, the Democrats are a little bit worried about a backlash, both at the voting booths and also on the street, believe it or not. Hey, this is Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Happy to be, as always, the skipper of this little old ship. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about what's happening in the world of housing. The sales of new homes have dropped to the lowest numbers on record in some areas, in some spots across the United States, like Texas, in parts of Connecticut, in parts of the Southwest. You're seeing a little bit of a flip. It depends on the neighborhood, really. I say the way you gauge that is you drive around and you see how many foreclosure signs you actually see. It's that same tried and true test, rather, that I can do in my own neighborhood, you can do as well. But we're going to talk to a couple of realtors in this version of America Tonight in the next 4 hours about short sales and how many people are turning to that when they're in trouble. We're also going to talk to a builder because the building industry has been slammed big time. And the guy we're talking to will tell you how he had a small business that was thriving with 12 employees that had to be whittled down to just a handful of employees. Also coming up on America Tonight, a conversation with Harry Rinker. So if you got to sell your stuff and you got a house full of antiques, it's a good way to make some money to even do things like pay the bills. And, of course, we have We Can Count. And, boy, there are some fun things as far as We Can Count is concerned this time around, that fun segment that we started doing about a month ago. But right here from the get-go, we occasionally check in with my pal Easy Ticket Mike. And, you know, we've got the Nail the Score thing going on. A lot of you called our previous show to throw in your two cents about the NCAA games that our computer randomly picked. We'll see if we actually have a winner for that one. Hey, Easy Ticket Mike, what's shaking in the land of your world, huh?
Oh, there's just a whole slew of different things going on. You know, we're down to the Sweet 16, the NCAA men's playoffs. You know, we're going to whittle it down to the Elite Eight after this weekend, but you know, we had there were a whole lot of upsets this last weekend. My overall pick, they got knocked out, which was Kansas. Of course, I guess that was the only thing that President Obama and I do agree on, was that he thought that Kentucky and Kansas would be in the championship game, and I did too. But you know, Kansas got knocked out. The way I look at it now, I think maybe it'll be St. Mary's in Northern Iowa in the finals.
Oh, could that'd be interesting. I've got Kentucky. I still like Kentucky, and we'll see what happens with them. I like the guys on the floor. They're fast, and they got a kid named Wall who is like a wall. He's amazing on both ends of the ball for sure. It's been fun to watch this tournament. There's been some exciting upsets, and you kind of get involved in these games. Some of these teams that you don't know, not just the big name schools, you get sucked into it. Have you watched a lot of it, Mike?
Yeah, I've watched you know, excerpts. So I haven't watched much in the way of the full game, but I've watched a lot of here and there. What I'm looking for, though, the finals probably be Syracuse and Kentucky, and I think Kentucky's going to take it all.
I nailed Kentucky right from the very beginning, so absolutely I agree there. Do you have tickets, by the way, for the Final Four?
Yeah, we can we get tickets. A lot of the things that we have right now, they're package deals. We've got an association with a travel agency, but you know, when people they want to go to anything like the Super Bowl, the Final Four, or something, they want to make sure they have a place to stay and a way to get there and other things to do besides just go to the big game. So we've got a full set of package deals for people that want to go see the Final Four.
All right, so go to easyticket.com. NBA, you know, I'm not much for the NBA anymore. I watch a little bit, of course. I'm kind of a Knicks fan. You're obviously a Dallas fan, and we're getting down to the nitty-gritty where we're going to start talking about the playoffs. That's when it gets a little more exciting, I think, for me. But you've been following this stuff. Lakers again. It's going to be the Lakers, I think, and I think LeBron and company are going to be there too.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to pan out. But you know, Dallas is looking good. They're not that far behind the Lakers right now. But Cleveland and the Lakers have sewn up playoff spots so far. Right now in the East, there's Boston, Cleveland, Orlando, and they've got locks on playoff. Those three will probably take their divisions. What I'm looking for in the West is, of course, the Lakers. They're going to take their division, but I think Dallas probably take theirs, and the Nuggets right now are tied with Utah in their division. But I'm looking for the Nuggets to win their division. But in the playoffs in May, I'm looking for Cleveland probably to take it all against the Lakers.
All right, coming up in the next couple of weeks, I think the biggest bar none. We can talk about hoops all we want. We can talk about college hoops and all this other stuff. But the biggest sporting event, hands down, is going to be the Masters because Tiger Woods is there. And people who could care less about sports are going to be just sitting there in front of their tube, just completely captivated. And sadly, it's because of all the things that happened with Tiger Woods. It's going to be the biggest sports story. What does he do in the Masters? And you say you've got tickets to the Masters, but it's interesting because they're pretty hot tickets. It's tough to get tickets to the Masters commonly on the street, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, they're not cheap, that's for sure. I mean, I can get tickets, but usually I have to pay a pretty hefty premium to get them. So, I can get pretty much tickets to just about anything out there, but, sometimes in order for us to acquire them, we have to pay a lot of dough to get them.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, for people who don't care about sports, like I just said, that are going to be watching the Masters, you definitely have concert tickets, and we're coming into what I call the real concert season because of the warmer weather. Not that people don't go see concerts all year round, but a lot of people like the whole outdoor venue thing, the Red Rocks. In Santa Fe, they got a cool facility. They've got Shoreline. It might be called something different now. Up in Stanford, that's awesome to go see concerts. I mean, there's tons of outdoor places, so I would imagine that there's going to be some good concerts popping up.
Yeah, the Lilith Fair is making the rounds again. This year again, there's just a tons of artists, female artists, going to be at that. I just picked up some tickets for that in Washington yesterday. Is scheduled to actually come here to Dallas also, probably in some time. They haven't announced a date, but I think it's probably going to be in September. But I got some first row seats for that, and those are going to be a hot item.
Yeah.
Picked up some Van Morrison tickets today down in Austin, and I got some first and second row tickets for that.
That's Brown Eyed Girl. So go to easy-ticket, easy-ticket.com. Hey, thanks so much, Mike. We'll talk to you again down the road. Hang through, everybody. We got the buzz going across the land, and it's not just healthcare. There are a few other things, so stay with us.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Work, just so you know, America, right now, right this second, as this is all leaving my lips, Republicans are attempting to amend or kill legislation expanding the newly enacted, signed, sealed, and delivered health care law. It's part of that almighty pledge to use every parliamentary tool available. So late into the night, they'll be missing all the late night shows. They are debating. This is a formality, however. They can throw all the amendments they want, all the slings and arrows, but it's really pretty much in the books. Now it's a question of, and we keep talking about health care reform, as to what it's going to mean to all of us. There are challenges ahead. There is the constitutionality challenge by 14 of the states, so that's there. That's hanging out there. But in the meantime, it's called, you got to deal with reality. Unless something different happens, you will have to figure out how it affects you when it kicks in, what it does to premiums. And we just had a couple of great guests the other night to talk about that and to go through how, whether it's a family of four, whether it's individual, ultimately, or if you own a business, ultimately, what is it that you're going to have to get prepared for in the next couple of years, and when does it kick in? So here's the thing. It's signed into law. The Senate has to pass a package of changes, so that will reconcile the differences, basically, between the Senate and the House bills. If the changes are worked out, this is what happens. Within the first year, young people will be able to stay on their parents' insurance until their 27th birthday. And that's good for somebody that's hanging out with mom and dad or going to college or all that kind of stuff. Actually, that's pretty good for them if they'll carry them. Also, seniors get a $250 rebate to help fill the donut hole in Medicare prescription drug coverage. That falls between the $2,700 initial limit when catastrophic coverage kicks in at something like $6,000 or something like that. The pre-existing conditions deal doesn't kick in for adults yet, but for kids it does, so that's good if you have children. And insurers can't rescind policies to avoid paying medical bills when somebody becomes ill. That's happened before to too many people. So, you know, okay, so that's all right. A temporary reinsurance program will help offset costs of coverage for companies that give early retiree health benefits for the benefits rather for those ages 55 to 64. And there will be a 10% tax imposed on amounts paid for indoor tanning services on or after July 1st. You know the tanning businesses are getting hurt anyway because of the cancer scares and people just not having some of the extra disposable income they had. So they're doing with being pale-skinned and, you know, that pasty white look and forget the fake and bake thing. Businesses with fewer than 50 employees get tax credits covering 35% of their health care premiums, increasing to 50% by 2014. Boy, some of it sounds so good, doesn't it? But when you really go through it, and I can take you all the way up through 2018, what's going to happen is what happens to your premiums. If we find that your premium is jacked up 39-40%, look out. And really, honestly, that's what it's looking like. And small businesses, they can't really, even with a tax break, afford the employee insurance plans. They'll just take it on the chin and take the fine because it would be cheaper, and then there you are, you're stuck. But I'm simplifying it. There are other ways, certainly, to look at it, but that's a little glimpse of what we've been talking about and what's being debated now as far as the amendments being thrown in to reconcile between the House and between the Senate. So we'll see where all of that goes. Nothing infuriates me more than something I brought up the other day with the airlines. This whole tarmac thing. U.S. Airways has joined a bunch of other airlines in filing for an exemption from the tarmac delay rule that goes into effect next month, which I thought was great. The airline, U.S. Air, has asked the Department of Transportation for a waiver to the rule for its hub in Philadelphia. Having just gone through there, I know what that's like. So this is the deal. The rule that will jump into effect on April 29th could fine the airlines $27,000 per passenger. That's a lot. You think how many they carry on domestic flights that sit on the tarmac for more than 3 hours with passengers on board. So you have Delta, American, Continental, U.S. Airways. Yeah, gee, I'm sorry. Kick back and relax. It's going to be a 10-hour delay. Too bad for you. JetBlue also is jumping on this waiver at JFK. And so what they're doing is they're saying, oh, Philly's crowded. Oh, so the congestion, forget it. JFK is crowded. LaGuardia is crowded. Newark's congested. So these four airports, I mean, that's, you know, they're less than 100 miles apart by air. It's just the worst configuration in the world, and you can't expect us to abide by that. Well, too bad, so sad. We have to pay for the increases in the baggage fees. We have to pay for pillows. We have to pay for a chip. Hey, do you want a Pringles? It's $4. We're paying all of the tax on this thing, and I don't feel one bit sorry for them. You see what's happening with the pilots, and the pilots are getting cut by like 40%. Some of them, their pay, it's ridiculous. So they're exhausted. They're working two jobs. So who knows who's flying your plane in the first place. They might have just got off a shift at Friday's, and they're dead dog tired, but they're the person they're flying you across the country. And then you throw on that whole delay thing. I don't think that the passenger should have to take it on the chin. I think it was a great thing that went into that's going into effect, the whole tarmac rule, because you shouldn't have to sit there for that kind of a delay. If there's a huge backup, then they got to figure out a way to do it better. Don't push off from the gate. Don't even go there. Because I'll tell you what, as a passenger, I'd rather fly safer, first of all, but if I have to sit in a terminal in a chair, reading the paper, doing whatever you're doing, it's better than being cramped on the plane. It's ridiculous. But the problem is they load up the planes, and then it's like you're stalled. You know, it's happened to me where you're waiting. You're 15 planes back. And so if you have to wait for 45 minutes or whatever, but you start to get to that three-hour level, and then, you know, remember the planes that were stuck for like 8 hours? That's just wrong. People don't have anything to drink. They can't use the facilities. It's ugly. And I'm sorry. I don't care about the congestion of the airspace. They got to figure it out. Then they shouldn't have put that many flights in the air. Then limit the flights on how many days that you carry people, like the old days. And then people will have to plan ahead. They're not going to be able to get some of those last minute flights. That's what you do. But there's definitely a better way. Definitely. And it's not by wiggling out of it, because they're some of the worst airports, no doubt. Oh. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we've been talking about Benjamin Netanyahu. I love that he's digging his heels in the sand. I do. See, he's not gonna budge. It doesn't matter if Obama's trying to pound him. It doesn't matter if Hillary Clinton is trying to pound him. He's saying, hey, we're building in Jerusalem. We have just as many rights as the Palestinians do, and we're claiming it. So we're willing to coexist, but we're not backing off of this, and the Palestinians are not meeting us halfway, so why should we continue to go down this path? And it's really strained relations big time. I mean, that's not just lip service. You can see it. It's really happened. It's more than what they would call a rough patch after this bubble up over the future of building in East Jerusalem. So Obama and Netanyahu, they meet. It's nasty behind closed doors, talking about what's going to happen here. But here's the deal. Ultimately, what does this mean to you and me? Is there a chance that this could become yet such a cantankerous, argument over land that's continued for a long time that we see yet another fight breakout, one with bullets and mortars and all that stuff in between? Then what happens? East Jerusalem was captured from Jordan in the 60s, I believe. It was a war between Israel and their Arab neighbors. So Israel claims sovereignty over all of Jerusalem. But what does that mean? So can't they build on their land, therefore? Or do we care? Do you care what happens here, what goes on inside the border, inside a nation's border? You know, should we care? Or is it being built up that we should care a little bit more? What do you think? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Here's the better question. Can the Arabs and the Israelis coexist that closely and not have problems? Ooh, hang with us.
Here's three promises from OVLG on how you can become debt-free. Promise number one, OVLG will stop creditor and collection agency abuse. Promise number two, OVLG will refund fees collected if we fail to deliver savings. Promise number three, OVLG will not shoehorn you into a cookie-cutter debt-free plan. Who is OVLG? OVLG is Oakview Law Group, a law firm that can lower your monthly payments, reduce interest rates, eliminate collection calls, waive late fees, help you avoid bankruptcy, and become debt-free. Call OVLG today. 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group will enforce provisions of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and bankruptcy laws at a reasonable and fair cost. And remember, if we fail to deliver the savings, we will refund the fees we have collected. Promises you can depend on are yours at OVLG.com. That's OVLG.com, or call toll-free 800-871-OVLG. 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group, a BBVA rated business, where clients come first.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines. Over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio's Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited. So order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Trying desperately in this tug of war to repair those ties, but boy, it is frayed rope, my friends. You know that point when you got the big anchor guy, but somehow they've pulled you right to the edge and you're about to hit the mud? The U.S. is about to hit the mud, but should we care? Should this just be the battle inside their border? And the answer to that is there's too many people in this country who care about Israel, so the answer is yes, and we have deep connections, plus the nuclear stockpiling deal and what happens with Iran, poof, a press of a button. So it's that powder keg I keep talking about that's ready to explode. I saw a Time poll, and they asked, should Jerusalem be the shared capital of Israel and a Palestinian state? You know, the question I said is, can they really coexist? How long can they coexist before something happens? But I looked at the poll results, and the answer to all the people who took the poll, for what it's worth, say yes. The people say yes. 66% say yes versus 34% who say no, that shouldn't happen. Here's a great quote about this whole deal. It's from a left-wing Israeli lawmaker on the government's decision, Israel's decision, to approve 20 new apartments for Jewish folks in East Jerusalem. And the U.S. thinks that the construction in the area, which the Palestinians say is their future capital, works against peace. It's screwing up the whole peace in the Middle East deal. Haven't we had peace in the Middle East? How many times have we declared that? Anyway, the quote was good. It said, this is the quote, Netanyahu decided to spit into Obama's eye, this time from up close. He, in his pyromaniac ministers insist on setting the Middle East ablaze. So, Netanyahu, like I said, is digging in deep and isn't going to budge. And because of the conflicts that have raged in the Middle East, because we have, let's face it, an investment of the humankind in Afghanistan and still in Iraq, we definitely have ties to the Middle East. It's like this book I read. It was called The End of Religion. It's The End of Religion. It's by a guy named Sam Harris. And in the book, he talks about that all wars, you can talk about power and money and the battle for land and what are the reasons for war and freedom, throw all those things in there. But ultimately, most wars, not all, but most wars come down to religion. So what has happened in the Middle East? We see it. We saw it in Iraq. And the sharp divides in the thousands of years of history. So if there has been a coexisting that's been going on, then it'll have to happen. It'll have to continue down that road. Otherwise, the fuse will be lit. I don't know that the Palestinians want to light that fuse either, particularly in Jerusalem. I mean, can you imagine if things really broke out in Jerusalem? Ever been to Jerusalem? The Wailing Wall, the Holy City. Man, that, I'll tell you what, big chunks of history would go down in like nobody's business in just in a moment. I don't necessarily see it flaring up there, but it certainly could happen in other ways, no doubt. Part of odds and ends and part of what we do in our show is the whole water cooler buzz thing. And there are a lot of things happening across the country, not just, believe it or not, healthcare. But healthcare is so overwhelming to many of us. And when it kicks in and how does it personally affect you? And, you know, ultimately, how does it affect the United States economically? And will the lawsuit have over the constitutionality have any legs and really go to the Supreme Court, and what will be the vote there? And you know, there's still so much to talk about when it comes to healthcare. But like I said, there are other things that are happening home on the range and in a few other places as well. So let me tell you about some of the other things that I found intriguing in the last couple of days. Doesn't mean good, bad, and different, just, you know, kind of interesting. Besides the tarmac thing, the airlines trying to say, look, you know, 3 hours, forget about it on the whole East Coast and JFK and Philly and Newark and LaGuardia. But of course, that's where people are flying into for business. That's what's happening. And that's some of our biggest cities. So naturally it is a congested area. And I don't think that's fair, because that's where a lot of the problems took place. JetBlue had problems at JFK, and that's part of the reason that this tarmac rule was enacted, and it's supposed to happen at the end of April. And again, as somebody who flies personally, I think that the airlines have to give a little bit back to the people who are paying to sit in the seats. I think that's what has to happen. All right, here's some other things that I mentioned, including this story. We've had a lot of conversation lately, over what has to happen out of the White House, you know, what should change out of the White House. I did a show which I thought was fun, where we talked about pink slips, like who would get the pink slips, and I said there's just no way that I would stick with Tim Geithner. I mean, no way would I stick with Geithner. But he's not the only one. If I were going to replace a couple of the players, it would also be Robert Gibbs. But Gibbs has been with him forever and helped him get elected, so I don't see him making a change there. But I think he could do better with the guy who speaks to the reporters day in and day out. I think there'd be less controversy if you had somebody who was a little more straightforward, I guess. So he seems to me, anyway. Well, this one doesn't need a pink slip, but this is what's happening. Employees at a government agency in Cleveland, and they process Barack Obama's paycheck, they are risking losing their jobs because they failed credit report checks. This is a big story I happened to catch today. And the place that we're talking about, it's the Cleveland Office of Defense Finance and Accounting Service, to give you more details. And they're saying they have to have tighter security clearance rules that were put in place by the Pentagon 5 years ago. And because of that, it's cost a lot of people their jobs, and they're threatening like 42 other people probably losing their jobs because they don't handle classified information, and they are struggling to dig themselves out of debt due to the current crisis that we find ourselves in. So this is what we've been talking about on America Tonight for a long time. If you have a bad credit report, or you have a low number, which could be for a lot of different reasons. Maybe you had to help somebody pay off a medical bill. One of your kids got sick. You had to go bankrupt because your company went belly up and you were trying to make it and you were doing okay. But then the economy killed you. You fall into that category. And people trying to get their debt consolidated. So here is this company, basically, that processes the president's paychecks, and 42 of the people that work for that company risk getting the boot, all because they're struggling with their own credit. And they're specifically, the story that I happened to see, there was a guy who was suspended after 17 years he worked there, right? You know why he's suspended? Because with Obama's paychecks going there, which is what I was trying to explain, they have tighter rules, you know, the security clearance thing. So that's why they're coming down on people if they see anything on their credit reports. So this guy owed $6,000 on credit cards and hospital bills. That's it. $6,000. And he was suspended. He had diabetes and heart disease. His wife has leukemia. I mean, Cleveland, come on. I've been to Cleveland. I went to school not far, a couple hours outside of Cleveland, and then it was a thriving area. Now it's a pretty depressed area, and there aren't a lot of jobs. So this guy gets suspended, gets canned, or these other 42 get canned. Good luck trying to find a job. And just because this place processes the president's paycheck, that now they have to have that credit checked as part of a bigger screening that they have to pass in order to stay employed. I mean, I say foul all over that. But the Department of Defense oversees it, and, you know, they've been doing those background checks for a long time. So the sensitive clearance category and the comprehensive background checks means that people like the poor man with the $6,000 that he owes isn't going to be eligible and gets suspended and probably will get booted out. But hopefully we're going to have a congressional hearing to investigate this. Dennis Kucinich luckily was contacted, and he slammed the actions by the company, saying it's crazy you can't punish people for having bad credit. It's tough on just being the lowly employee. And then you've got these people on Wall Street who have all this financial nightmares that they created, and yet they get bonuses, but the guy who happens to work for the company that, oh yeah, now we're processing these checks, so geez, tighter security, they lose their jobs. Come on, foul written all over that. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents about any of the things you bring up on ATN.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper, more than 30,000 products. Yes, 30,000. And 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all online at TacTownGear.com. Get 72 hours of survival kits, Altima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. TacTown Gear personnel has more than 25 years experience in military and LE, so you'll be dealing with hardcore pros. Call today, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTOWNGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Taking them just because you can. Sometimes those executions are stopped. And one happened in Texas. You know, when George W. Bush was the governor of Texas, it was the try 'em and fry 'em state, no doubt, and still is. The U.S. Supreme Court, though, stopped the execution of a, this is rare when this happens, of a condemned prisoner. This guy's name is Hank Skinner. Just about an hour before it was supposed to happen, he would have been taken to the death chamber. And Skinner asked the court and Governor Rick Perry for the delay for DNA testing that he insists could clear him in a triple murder. So the 47-year-old was going to get the lethal injection deal for bludgeoning and strangling his girlfriend and stabbing her two adult sons. So this order, this grant, gives him the delay, but it doesn't mean that he's going to, you know, he'll get the testing. The governor hasn't decided on how much of the delay or this kind of stuff. This happened back in 1993. See, it shows you how long it takes you to get through this. And the court order came when the relatives, can you imagine this? So you get the relatives who are thinking, oh, finally, justice. I mean, 93, here it is, 2010. You got the, you know, the 40-year-old woman is murdered and her two kids are stabbed, her adult kids are stabbed, and they're thinking, whew, finally, he's going to get it. The relatives are all out there. They're anticipating it. They're climbing the steps of the Huntsville prison to prepare to witness the final punishment. And just before that, that order comes down. And here's what I guess has happens, and a lot of this is up to the governor, they put off that execution until they decide whether to review the case. If the court refuses the review, then that reprieve is lifted, and he would become eligible for another execution date. So, I mean, seriously, it's like a scene in a movie. The parents, like I said, of her parents, the family, all going up, getting ready to see this. He's in a tiny holding cell, just a few feet from death's door, and he gets this phone call, that phone call from the lawyer, and the phone call says, well, you're not going to be dying today. And he would have had his last meal, the whole thing. Even said he thought he was going to die, made up his mind he was going to die, even though he kept saying he's innocent. He wants the DNA testing, but feels relieved. Ooh, can you imagine how that family feels? And this is because he's saying, and I wonder how many more people use this, hey, you're there, you want some more time. DNA testing is a great thing, because a lot of innocent people were freed and a lot of people who should have been in jail were thrown into jail. But you could also claim that and cry the innocent plea, and then maybe more of this happens. And that's not justice being served by any stretch of the imagination if, in fact, he's guilty with all the mountain of evidence that they had against him. But we'll see. If he gets cut loose, if he gets that DNA deal, oof. Speaking of dying, this is a bizarre story, and I bring it up because Nick Singh in the Hollywood thing every once in a while, he's one of my favorite actors. I mean, the guy's like a brilliant artist, too. If you ever go to Taos, New Mexico, I think he's left behind some of his stuff in a gallery. But anyway, Dennis Hopper, and you've seen him on the, you know, he's doing those retirement commercials. And Dennis Hopper, something's going on there. He was like the one of the dudes on Easy Rider. But apparently he's dying. He's in this horrible grave condition and has kind of lost his mind. He's terminally ill and it can't undergo any kind of chemo. He's got a prostate cancer, and he's like threw his wife out, and he's been in this bitter feud with the wife. All of a sudden, when that started to happen, when it started to turn, and they were married, they've been married for 14 years and actually have a child. But I guess Dennis Hopper, the Dennis Hopper we know from the funny commercials and from just a year ago doing a bunch of stuff, weighs barely 100 pounds, and his doctor says, even in a court filing, he can't carry on any kind of long conversations. He's weak. He's completely unable to do much of anything, any kind of a court appearance or any of that kind of stuff. You know, there's no way it's going to happen. And the weird thing is, he is going to get a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and the doctor who says, he really can't be questioned by his wife's attorneys in a deposition, because this is, you know, his prognosis. He's barely alive. He's 100 pounds. He can't have these long-winded things. But he can receive that star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, because it should be a positive thing for him. So it will be negative if he has to be grilled by the attorneys. But it's okay if he goes and does the, gets the star, you know. And this divorce became so cantankerous through this whole thing. They had some kind of an order that they had to stay 10 feet away from each other while the argument, the divorce, was raging and ongoing. So what his wife is saying of 14 years is that, hey, he filed for divorce because of the illness to cut her out of her inheritance. And the actor saying that's not true. So there's supposed to be this court hearing on April 5th. I don't know, Donovan. The doctor says, oh, it's a positive experience. Let him go get the star in the Walk of Fame. Oh, court, that's a negative appearance for him. He can't go there because he can't have long-winded conversations. It might just kill him. It might be the final death knell for him. Is that crazy?
Well, I guess you don't have to be thinking legal thoughts while you get the star on the Walk of Fame. You'd probably just be led around by the hand and you know, smile for the cameras.
Well, you can bet we're going to be watching that. I guess, you know what he'll do? He'll just have to talk in really clipped sound bites so that it doesn't look like he tanked on the whole divorce thing on the deposition deal. Just short little sound bites. I am so pleased to get the star. Boom. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000. I mean, you know, it's sad because, like I said, to me, Dennis Hopper, I don't know, something about him, the flicks that I've seen him in, he's an incredible artist, which is what I think most people don't realize about him. And like anybody else, he's doped up on all kinds, that's in that situation. He's got all kinds of stuff coursing through his body trying to fight this prostate cancer. You know, the prostate cancer awareness thing, it's like Joe Torre. When Joe Torre had prostate cancer, he started to do a lot of public announcements about it because men weren't getting checked for it. I mean, it really is a serious thing. If you catch it early, it's okay. It's the key is the detection, and they didn't catch it early. So that was part of the problem, I think, in Dennis Hopper's case. Here's a follow-up for you on Haiti. Seems like everyone's dropped the conversation about Haiti because, you know, it's like I say, water cooler buzz. There's so many things that we could opt to talk about on this show, but the follow-up to Haiti is this. The president is asking Congress for $2.8 billion in emergency funding for the reconstruction that's going on in Haiti, following that devastating earthquake. And the request is just a week before what they call the Donors Conference at the UN in New York. And there, there'll be a lot of folks from that country that will ask for assistance. In fact, they're going to ask for, listen to this figure, $11.5 billion to reconstruct what was, you know, that country, which is, of course, a very, very poor country. And Port-au-Prince, you know, 230,000 people killed. And how many people homeless still? I hear the situation's a nightmare. 1 million people. So will they get the $2.8 bill? I'm pretty sure they're going to get that from Congress, the $2.8. But how much actually comes out of the UN, we'll see. And, you know, once again, Americans so generous. I'm not talking about the politicos that represent us, but I'm talking about the average Joe who constantly is there, even when they don't have a dime, to somehow pony up a little bit of cash to help people in other countries when they're really struggling. In Haiti, Americans really dug deep to pony up some money to try to help them. And, boy, they just are going through that money because of how many people they've had to bury and what they have to do to reconstruct. It's going to take a long time before they can even resemble a little bit of the country they once were. Shoot me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.